Hallelujah. I'm so excited to see all you here. It's so wonderful for you to be here. I want to talk to you this morning about, just ask you a question. Do you know Him? Do you know Him? I think about God all the time, and I've been saved for a long time. I've been pastor for a long time. But there's still days where I go, do I know Him? Right? I know Jesus is wonderful, and I know I've experienced His goodness and everything, but do I know Him? And I was pondering that, and if you got your Bibles or your phone apps or whatever, go to Ephesians chapter 1. Some really familiar scriptures, if you heard me preach at all, that I quote these a lot, I go to these a lot, I pray these over myself a lot. But here's what's so cool about the Word of God, is that you can read a scripture for years and years and years and think you know the scripture, and then the Holy Spirit will give you a whole different view of the scripture. Is that cool? It's kind of like this. It's like if you're from Western Washington, you know where Mount Rainier is. Because, right, it's like we know Mount Rainier because it's the visible thing that we... Oh, the mountain's out today because the clouds are gone and it's sunny. But here's what is important to understand is that I look at Mount Rainier from Gig Harbor. There's people in here who might look at the mountain from Enumclaw. There's other people who look at the mountain from Yakima. And there's some from down south that they're looking at the mountain, same mountain, but it's different views of it. Right? And so what's exciting about that is that God can show us through His Word different views of different things. And so go to verse 15 and we'll begin to read there. He says, therefore, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. That word knowledge there, it's like when I read that, when I pray that over myself, it's like I want to know Him, Lord. And there's something about this particular word, and we'll talk about it in just a minute, but there's more to it. We can know Him in our mind, but there's a place in the spirit realm that we can know Him in a different place. Right? And see, this isn't knowing about God. This is knowing God. Right? You might be friends with somebody, or you might know somebody because they're a famous baseball player or something, right? It's like years ago when Ken Griffey Jr. was hitting all the home runs, and what a joy to watch that man was. It was just incredible. But if you ask me about him, I could tell you his stats. I could tell you what he hit, what, you know, because I was interested in him. So if you could, well, you really know him. No, I know about him. But I've never been with him. So I don't really know him. Are you getting me? So I want a spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of him. And the Holy Spirit is the one who will reveal him to me. Isn't that good? Right? So do you know him? You might have grown up in church. You might have read the Bible. You might have done all of those things, which I did before I got saved. But when I got saved, I came to the place where I didn't know about him anymore. It became personal, and I knew him. I knew him. But it doesn't stop. I've got to know him. Right? I've got to continue in my growth journey toward knowing him. I want to just read a couple of the definitions from Strong's in different places about the word knowledge and the knowledge of him. It's a recognition of who he is and the truth of what he says. It's the knowledge of things that are ethical, divine, and absolute. Glory to God. It's so good. It's to observe. It's to perceive. It's to know the nature of. But this word, and the word in the Greek is epinosis. And in that Greek word, it's used in other places in the New Testament, not just for knowledge, but to acknowledge. It's one thing to know somebody, it's another thing to acknowledge them. And I want to talk to you about that side of the mountain a little bit this morning. Are we acknowledging who He is? Right? And here's the good thing about God and how incredible He is for us is that He wants us to know Him personally. In other words, I don't want to acknowledge that I know what somebody else said about God. I want to know what God has said for me. And I can't get that by a religious practice, although some of those are very good. I can only get that by spending time with Him. Right? I have to acknowledge Him. See, it's one thing to have knowledge, and it's another thing to use knowledge. Right? Everybody in here, I'm just presupposing that you all rode in cars. None of you, you know, rode horses or bicycles or whatever. But when you bought a car, when you have a car, you know certain things have to be done. Right? You know that you have to change the oil. Right? The manufacturer says, if you want this car to run right, change the oil. And do it every 3,000-5,000 miles, whatever it says. Well, that knowledge isn't going to do you any good unless you change the oil. Thank you, thank you. Your car will run for a long time without you changing the oil, but at some point your car is going to become a wreck because you didn't change the oil. You knew it, but you didn't acknowledge the purpose for it, and you didn't acknowledge the importance of it. Right? Because if you acknowledge something, you'll do something. So, again, I want to read this verse again. It says, "The God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him." See, the kind of knowledge that he's talking about here is an acknowledgement of who he is, right? And my actions will be in support of who he is. In other words, when I know who he is, I'll act accordingly. See, he's the God who's hung the stars in place. Do you know, if you think about this just for a minute, we're sitting on a globe in the middle of a universe that is part of a galaxy. There's so many galaxies out there that can't even, you know, we think we've got to the edge of it, and then we find another one, and we put a telescope up, and whoo, there's more out there. And we're sitting here, and think about that. We're here in Port Orchard in a building, sitting in a seat or standing or whatever we're doing, but we're just that small, finite little thing somewhere. The God we're talking about knowing put it all in place. You ever think about this for an instance, and some people know a lot more than I do of the scientists about scientific evidence about it, but I think about my body and how it works all the time. It's like just the miracle that my mind is telling me to say something and my lips are actually moving and my tongue is moving and there's air coming out. And that whole concept is like, wow, God. The one we're talking about knowing is the one who designed and put this all in place. Amen. Right? I want to know Him. Amen. But in knowing Him, I need to acknowledge who He is. Unless you're willing to acknowledge the authority that he has, you'll never fully participate in the life that he wants you to have. Right? A lot of us are living lives where, we got a car, man. We know there's oil in there, but I'll change it when I get around to it. And that doesn't work. Because God has something better for us. And we have to come to the place where we're acknowledging that. So in order to grow with him and to grow in him, we have to acknowledge him. In Proverbs, you most of you know the verse, but it says that we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. We acknowledge Him in all of our ways, and He will guide our path. Until we get to the place where we're acknowledging Him in all of our ways, He is really not responsible for directing your path. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It's okay, right? But here's the deal. I can know God. Years ago, and I got saved this way, and saved just means that I came into a relationship and I partook of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. I mean, really, it seems so simple, but yet it's so profound. The Bible says, He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know that. But I need to acknowledge that in my life and acknowledge that going forward, right? So He who knew no sin, Jesus was perfect. Why did Jesus have to come? Because I'm not. And I couldn't go before God because I'm not perfect, and God requires holiness to come before Him. He can't stand in the sight of sin, and so it was taken care of, right? But for me personally, years ago, I grew up in church and knew all about God. I had a knowledge of God. I could tell you the stories. I could tell you Jesus died, was raised from the dead, and you know, talk about all the things, how He was born, all of that in a manger, all of that. I could tell you all of that, but I had no knowledge of Him. I didn't know Him. But one day, see, I had walked away from God and just, I won't go into the full story, but I just walked away from Him and I just went. I got to the point where I was so smart that I had watched Leonard Nimoy's In Search Of. And one day there was a thing on there that talked about, you know, in the pictures of the Old Testament, the saints and angels, you see them with glory around them. And so he said, could it be that those pictures were space aliens that had come down to... And I thought, huh, that makes sense. Maybe, right? So a man came to and started to tell me about Jesus. And you might think that this sounds kooky, and so did I, but he would say stuff like, well, God told me this. God told me that. God showed me this. God showed me that. And I went, whew, this guy's either high, lost his mind, or is there a possibility that God does speak to people? And when I'm saying that, it's just for reference for those that don't know. I'm not talking about hearing a booming voice coming over my radio or anything like that. What I'm talking about, there's a thought. There are thoughts that come to your heart that you know aren't yours, but they're coming from somewhere. So that day he came and God told me this, God told me that, God. And I said this. I said, God, and again, In Search Of, God, if there is a God, if you speak to Him, would you have Him share this with me? Something that was going on in my heart. And I'm telling you the truth. And as I'm telling you, it's one of those moments in your life where you still can see it as you're speaking about it. It's one of those moments where He said exactly what I told the God. He came out of His mouth in the next minute, the next few seconds. And I went, man, that's quite a coincidence. Long story short, I did it again. God did it again. He did it again. And I went, if God, you really speak to Him, is there a possibility that you would speak to me? I didn't give my heart to the Lord that night. It happened a few days later. But from that moment on, I said, God, watch this. I had a knowledge then that God was real. And I acknowledge that by doing this. My friends and I were going to Westport to go on a fishing trip. And in the day when my friends and I went on a fishing trip, food was about the third in line of what, you know, shopping we did, right? We had other things in mind that had to happen first. But I said, God, if you'll help me, I won't do this, I won't do that, I won't do this, I won't do that on the trip. And by the grace of God, I was able to do that. But see, I still hadn't, you know, didn't give my heart to Him. But the moment that I gave my heart to Him, everything changed for me. Why? Because I acknowledged, first of all, who He was. I acknowledged my need for Him, right? And then I acknowledged His place of authority in my life. See, there's a thing that sometimes we get a little hokey. It's like, yeah, God's there, and I acknowledge that He's there, and I acknowledge that He loves me and that He saved me because I'm not going to hell now. And that's good, right? That's good. But there's a place of lordship where you have to acknowledge that He's right. I'm not. Let me say that again. He's right, and I'm not. So when it talks about acknowledge Him in all your ways, what you're saying is I'm evaluating everything I'm doing on what He said. And if I'm not doing that, then am I really acknowledging Him? And I can't receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation into Him unless I'm living a life that acknowledges Him. I'll give you a couple examples of that. I worked and had people working under me, and we'd get these apprentices in who had enough schooling in to know something, but they didn't know anything. Right? And you'd try to teach them. And so they're with you. You show them some things, tricks, whatever, to get the job done. But there's a few of them that came through that knew too much to know anything. And knew too much to learn anything. Because they shut their learning off when they thought their head was full of knowledge. But they didn't acknowledge, first of all, that they didn't know everything. They didn't acknowledge their need for growth, and they didn't acknowledge the experience that I had in doing what they were being trained to do. So my knowledge and the knowledge of my expertise did them no good because they didn't acknowledge it. Sometimes I think that that's the way it is with us and God. God, I need an answer, I need an answer, I need an answer. And He shows us something in His Word, and it's incredibly awesome. But we go, well, that might be for somebody else, but that's not for me. And so we don't acknowledge His way over our way. Go to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. I believe God has got great things for you. Let me say that again. I believe that God has great things for you. Some of us go, He might have, but I'm too old now. I mean, it's just too far gone for me. No, 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 no. Because there used to be a song, Chicago saying it was only the beginning, right? Even if we're, you know, out of here in 2 weeks, it's only the beginning, because eternity is a very long time. Hallelujah. Right? Eternity is a very, very, very long time. So even I've got to come to the place where I know God. How many think that when you get to heaven, you'll know everything that there is about God to know? You'll get up there and the experience will be, whoo, now I know. I just have the sense in my heart that when we get to heaven, we'll be forever being challenged by His goodness and His and what He's done and what He could do for us. But the start of it, I want to get as much down here so I have a head start when I get up there. Right? Right? But part of that process is that I have to acknowledge His authority in my life. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. Again, he's praying for the people at Colossae. He says, "For this reason also, since the day I heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." I've had many people ask me, well, what's the will of God? What's the will of God? What's the will of God? Well, first of all, this is His last will and testament. Right? And He is the testator of it. He died, right, for our sins, but He put His recognition on this is it. This is His last will and testament. So if I want to know what His will is, first I need to come to His Word. I have to acknowledge His Word's authority over me before I can walk in His will. Right? How many like the easy way out? I was a lazy student. I mean, I was pretty good at it. I got great grades and all of that, but as little as I could to get by, that's what I did. Right? I have a sister, and I just explained this. I have a sister who, she had to work for every grade she got. And she's a teacher, got a master's degree, but I mean, she worked. While all the other people were partying in college, none of you know what that means, but when she was partying in college, she was at home studying 6-8 hours to get C's and B's in order to pass and get through college. Well, she did it. My sister-in-law was with her, and that's how my brother met my sister-in-law anyway, that they were together and roommates, and Christy would be out partying and doing all the fun things while Karen was home studying. But years ago, Christy told me, she said, you know, the funny thing is Karen remembers everything that she studied back then. I remember hardly nothing. And what's the difference is that Karen spent the time that it took, not the easy way, but the way of purpose in order to know what she was learning. It's one thing to get knowledge for a test and then forget it. It's another thing to make it a lifestyle so that you accumulate it. Right? I want to know His will, but if I want to know His will, I've got to acknowledge that He's right. You'll acknowledge it one day. Right? You'll acknowledge it one day. We all will. But I want to know it now. I want to know it now. I want to have a knowledge of His will. But not only do I want to know His will, I want to do His will. I want to be one who does His will. Why? Because absolutely I want to please Him. I said, I want to please Him. There was the moment that I got saved, I'll back that up. I knew that I was called to do something for Him years before. Set that aside. But the minute that I gave my heart to Him, I knew that I was called to do ministry. To do what I'm doing now. I knew it from probably fifth grade. I've known. But when I acknowledged that, it propelled me to do something about it. Many of us don't fully grasp what God has for us because we don't acknowledge His authority over us. But there's peace and there's joy and there's a sense of fulfillment. I believe that God, every one of us in this room, God is made and created for a purpose. That we're all made and created for something that's just incredible. I'm not sure that any of us hit on all 8 cylinders all the time, right? I mean, but we got to pursue that. We got to keep tuning up and say, God, here I am. Use me. In the morning, say, Lord, I just acknowledge Your presence over my life. I yield myself to you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you to be the Lord of my life. Go to chapter 2, verse 2. It says that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both the Father and of Christ. Man, I want to know Him because I want to know all about Him. I want to know the riches that He has for me and the riches of His actions that have taken over me. But do I really know Him if I don't acknowledge Him and make Him the Lord of my life? Make Him who He is. Go to chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 10. It says, And have put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Let me just break that down a little bit. What that means is you come to the Word of God, which is the mirror, and you say, Lord, I am acknowledging Your Lordship over me. And when I look at who You say that I am, that's how I'm going to act and that's how I'm going to respond. Right? And so I'm renewed. I'm built up. I'm getting closer and closer to Him. He's having more and more of His way in me. But I have to come to the realization that the moment that I stop acknowledging Him and who He is, then my growth stunts. But good news, He's ever there, ever ready to show you. One of the most amazing things is when Jesus was going away, He said to His disciples, it's expedient that I go away. You think about that for a minute. He says, very important that I go away. I've said this before, but if I was with Jesus, seeing all the miracles that He did, I mean, I was with the dude when He fed 5,000 with a few fish and a few loaves. Man, that was cool. I was there when He raised Lazarus from the dead. I mean, He said, Lazarus, come forth. Right? I was there when the lepers were cleansed. I was there, you know, when the widow or the woman at the well was blessed and demons came out. I was there. And He's saying, it's better for you if I go? I don't think so, dude. You're staying right here. I like what's going on here. But Jesus said, no, no, no. It's better for you that I go, because when I go, the Father is going to send the Holy Spirit, who is just like me. The difference is, He's not going to just be with you. He's going to be in you. So the difference, if you wanted to be around Jesus, you needed to be in the zip code where He was. You need to be on the street. You need to be at the house where Jesus was. But the Holy Spirit is wherever you are. And see, one of the things that He said is He would teach you all things concerning Me. What am I saying? I'm saying when I got born again and filled with the Spirit of God, then I had the teacher, the revealer of who God was right on the inside of me. Well, why doesn't it always seem like I have access to that? I believe it's because I'm not fully acknowledging His presence in my life with an expectation for Him to do what He said He'd do. But I can have it. I said, I can have it. Glory to God. I've got many scriptures left, but we're only going to do a couple more. 2 Timothy chapter... Well, let's go to 1 Timothy first, because 1 Timothy is before 2 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 2. And it says in verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So it's God's desire for each one of us to come to that knowledge of Him. What's that mean? Years ago, Second World War, there was a poster out with Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam wants you, right? Anybody that could breathe, could hold a rifle, I want you. But God is saying, all of those who can breathe, I want you. Is that awesome? God wants me. That's so cool. But He wants me to have His knowledge. Now go to chapter 4. In chapter 4, it's talking about people that come in and kind of lead people away from God, right? But look at verse 3. It says, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created, receiving with thanksgiving, and those who believe and know the truth. Those who believe and know the truth. Those who believe and know the truth. There's a difference from believing and acknowledging its place in your life. Jesus said, my disciples will know the truth and the truth will set them free. It's the knowledge that you put into action that will cause the results that you want. Amen? Amen. I could just tell you that God wants you to know Him. The entrance to that is just believing that He is. Jesus said it this way, for God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I didn't come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might have life. Right? So this morning, I'm just asking all of us, how's our knowledge of God going? How's our acknowledgement of Him in our lives going? Are we living our lives in such a way that really is most beneficial for us, because His will is always best. His will is always best. There's a few of us who will remember the show, Father Knows Best. Right? Those that are too young, you just haven't lived right. But watch this. Father knows best, and that's the case. Sometimes that takes a lot of trust. But Father knows best, so I'm going to do Your will according to the knowledge of who You are. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word today. I thank You so much for Jesus. Jesus, I thank You for coming and taking my place. I thank You for dying on the cross so that I could come and be with God. I thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're here and You're the one who drew me to Yourself in the first place. And I would just ask this question as we're sitting here. Just everybody bow your head and just this between you and God. But I just want to put this thought in your thought. Have you heard from God? Do you know that He's for you? Do you know that He's with you? Do you know that He wants you to live for Him? The Bible says that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised Him from the dead, we'd be saved. In other words, we'd be right with God. If you're here and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, it really is a simple prayer, but it's also an life-altering moment, because you're confessing. What that means is you're saying the same thing that He's saying. You're saying that in myself, I'm not good enough to be with God. You're saying, like He said, that all of sin and fallen short of the glory of God. You're saying, I have a need for a sacrifice for my sin, because if I want to be with God, I got to clean this thing up. And then you're saying that Jesus was that sacrifice. And I want to make Jesus the Lord of my life. If you're here this morning and you've never acknowledged your need for Him, you've never acknowledged His Lordship, today's your day.
So with every head bowed and no one looking around, just between you and God right now, if that's you, just as an act of faith, just raise your hands. Raise your hands. I want to know God. I see that hand. Anybody, I want to know Him. Maybe you've walked with Him, but this morning God is speaking to you. And not, it's not just me and the words that I'm speaking, but in your heart, there's something stirring on the inside that says, I need to acknowledge Him. I made Him Lord of my life, but I haven't been walking with Him. But this morning, I want to dedicate my life to Him. I want to acknowledge His Lordship again over my life. If that's you, just raise your hand. Right, I see those hands. Come on. Now I'm going to pray this prayer with you, and every one of us are going to pray the prayer. But the switch that will make it effective in your life is if you mean it with all of your heart and you trust that God is going to do something in you today. So everybody just pray with me. Just say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I recognize who You are. I know who I am. I need You. I need Your love. I need Your forgiveness. So I'm confessing with my mouth that Jesus is the Messiah. He's my Savior. And I'm acknowledging Him right now as my Lord. Father, with Your help, I will serve Him all the days of my life. You said I could come and You would not leave me behind. So I thank You right now that I'm Your child, that You're going to guide me, that You're going to lead me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. If I could have the worship team come up, we're going to dismiss with a worship song. But if you need prayer for anything, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you want to come and talk to me about it, welcome to the family, right? But if you need prayer for healing, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, whatever, just come on up. We'll pray with you. And as we worship, let's you can be dismissed. But just go with God. Thank you for coming today. God loves you. He's with you. He's for you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.